Hello, my name is Ezekiel Opuru. I am an orthopedic surgeon. I work at Nairobi Spine and Orthopedic Center, and I also teach at the University of Nairobi. Our topic of discussion today is Osgood Slaters. Welcome. Osgood Slaters is named after two doctors who first described this condition in the year 1903. The etiology is due to traction of the patellar tendon on the tibial tuberosity where it inserts. This produces inflammation and possibly avulsion of the proximal tibial tuberosity. It affects pre-adolescent to adolescent children, typically between the ages of 11 and 15 years. So, what do we find on clinical examination? The patient is usually a young boy who may come to my clinic and may say that they have pain on the anterior aspect of the knee, just really at the insertion of the tibial tuberosity. And this pain is usually aggravated when they're involved in sports, like in my country where soccer is very popular. When they play quite a bit of soccer, they find that they're in quite a bit of pain. If a child has Osgood Slaters disease, it's important that we evaluate the hip because there are conditions that involve the hip, such as Pathe's disease or slipped capital femoral epiphyses, and this can also cause pain that radiates to the knee, and we do not want to miss this. Suffice it to say that in all patients with knee problems, even if it is osteoarthritis in a much older adult, we always do a screening examination of the hip. The most reliable sign of pathology regarding Osgood Slaters disease is a physical examination which localizes the pain or the soreness on the tibial tubercle. So, what imaging studies may we do in order to establish a diagnosis? Really, it is a clinical diagnosis. And therefore, imaging may really just rule out other conditions, but it is not essential in the establishing of a diagnosis of Osgood Slaters disease. So, what is the treatment, or how can we go about managing this condition? Non-operative management is the approach and the mainstay of treatment for Osgood Slaters disease. This includes rest, activity modification, oral anti-inflammatory medication, and physical therapy. Immobilization with bracing or casting may be done in rare conditions. What is important is education of both the patient and the parent, because this is as important as orthopedic intervention. This is a condition that is caused by overuse, and the family needs to discover strategies to cut back on those activities that cause the problem. If the patient is unable to do a hop using only one leg, it is recommended that they do not take part in that activity. And this may be difficult, especially in a child who is really crazy about doing soccer, because they cannot see that small break from the activity as worth the treatment. So it's important that you really educate the parents. What about surgical intervention? It is very, very rarely used, and I have never operated on a child with Osgood Slaters. Within 1 to 2 years, close to 50% of all the patients would have made a full recovery. Thank you very much.